Hello, and welcome to another episode of Chatty Kathy. This is Kathy Prohorov, and thank you for your attention today. Today, we have a topic regarding our results or the end results, and a little different take on this topic because I know for many of us, we have a goal of, say, achieving a specific result in our body or our health or our life or our relationships or our work or whatever it might be. And we have this goal in mind, and we can imagine it in our mind. And say, for example, if it is a weight loss goal, you might see yourself having lost, say, 30 pounds and having that lean and muscular toned looking body with your curves in your arms and your legs and your waistline all nice and tight and the abs all shredded and just that look of confidence and joy as you look at the results in the mirror because you know you've succeeded in these results. And so many of us seem to get lost in this shuffle of getting there. I mean, how many times I can't even count how many times I would start and stop and start and stop programs because for whatever reason, I thought I lacked motivation or the right program or the right foods or the right workouts. I don't know, or the right person who was in charge of all of it. When if I had just gone to the root issue, it was me. I was the one in charge of it all. So if you feel that you have to look outside of you, I just want to tell you one thing right now. You don't. You are exactly all that you need to make all the changes. You have everything you have within you now. It's just creating a better version of you as you go through the process. So, and this is such a great example of this. And I was taking a morning walk this morning. I take my meditation walks most days. And in those meditation walks, I give myself something to ponder through the walk, you know, what I want my brain to work through. And if you've never done this, I'm going to encourage you, if you've ever stressed or working on making a decision or, you know, dealing with some confusion in your life, go for a meditation walk and just put out the question to yourself before you leave for that walk, something that you want to, you know, get an answer to, and just start walking and let your brain do the rest. It's so wonderfully healing and inspiring. And I do it quite often. You know, you can't have any music on though. You just got to walk. I mean, sometimes it's okay to listen to a podcast or something to get your brain going. But, you know, at the root of it all, you want to allow your brain, your subconscious and your conscious brain to think and to work through issues, which it can. It's just when we're so busy in our day-to-day life, we don't give ourselves the time or the chance or the attention to just sit quietly and let our brain work through things. So as I was working through that this morning's walk, it really struck me that what is the rush that we're all in? Just consider your goal right now. There's that goal that you want. And again, I'm going to use the example of, you know, lean, tone, tight, shredded body, whatever that is, could be a totally different topic for you. But just look at see your own goal in your mind's eye right now. You can even close your eyes if you're not driving. Close your eyes and imagine that version of you at the result that you want to achieve and see it and feel it. Like, what is different in your life at that point than it is today? What are the things that are different? How do you feel that's different? And then I want to ask you, why aren't you there? Now, twofold question here, because number one, if you've been working on this goal for quite a while now, that is the most just interesting concept of this all, is why aren't we there yet? Because why aren't we there is because we are stuck in our own way. We're doing things that keep us stuck from achieving that thing. Or we're not really quite under the impression that we're able to achieve that thing. You know, many of us want the thing, but then we think, well, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I'm maybe too old, or my life's too busy, or I don't know enough, or blah, 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 blah. These are all excuses, by the way. So, and I had a list full of my own excuses until I just finally got to the point one day and I asked myself, what is holding me back? And I realized it was me. It was just me and all my excuses and the noise that was going on in my head because of all the fears and the doubts. And chances are you can be stuck in the same scenario right now. You want that goal. You see that goal. You want it so badly you can taste it. But for some reason, there's something standing between you and that version of you. And it's a barrier. It's this invisible barrier that a lot of times we don't even know it's there. You know, it's just that wall that we keep coming up and hitting our heads again and bouncing back. And there was this saying I heard, and I thought it was so funny and yet so powerful, was that if we keep hitting ourselves in the head with a hammer, it feels so much better when we stop. And I don't know if I screwed that saying up or not, but it just hit me that we are doing things that are not helping us. We are doing things that hurt us. And for this example is losing the weight. How many of us have done diets where we cut back our calories, we cut out our favorite foods? We literally hate the system. We hate what we're doing, but yet we get up every day and we pray and we hope for all this motivation to come our way and this willpower so we could stay on this cycle that we hate, by the way, and keep living in this life of hate. And that is such a great example of what my topic is for you today, is why can't we reach that goal? It's because what we're doing is not working because we hate the process. And if we hate the process, guess what we're going to hate when we get there? We're going to hate the result. And you might be rolling your eyes saying, oh, Kathy, that's not true. I'm going to love the results because I know how badly I want it and I know how badly I've been working for it and blah, blah, blah. But I'm also going to stop you and tell you that no, that is not the truth. The truth of it is that if you had wanted that goal as badly as you said you did, and you didn't want to rush it, you wanted to actually go through the ups and downs, take the journey, not worry about just getting to the destination. It's the journey that changes us. It's the journey and the process and being patient. What if it takes you 5 years to get to that goal? Are you going to change your mind on how much you want it now? Because for many of us, we want to hurry. We're like, I want that thing and I want it yesterday. I don't want to wait anymore. So give me the fastest route there. Just let me fast forward and get there. And I have to say that when we have that mindset, we are setting ourselves up for failure. Again, because we're going to reach some kind of a plan, or we're going to get into some kind of a system that we're going to hate. We're not going to enjoy, and we're not going to grow through it because we're going to hate it. So we're going to just move through it in this unhappy place, get to the results, and then feel like a fraud because we didn't earn anything. We didn't learn anything, and we didn't really get anywhere that's going to help us in the long run. You know, we could take a pill. You could pop a pill and lose some weight, for crying out loud. But then when you stop taking the pill, what's going to happen? You're still using the same habits and the same cycles and the patterns that put the weight on. So aren't you going to put it back on again? Of course you are. A pill is like a temporary solution that won't deal with the problem. The problem is the daily habits and the person that you are today. So if the person you are today has the results that you have today, guess what you're going to get if you keep doing what you're doing? The same results, right? You can slap on a quick fix program. That's not going to change anything. You could take a pill for a while. That's not going to change anything because once you stop, who is left? You're left. What's left? Your habits, your patterns, your thoughts, your beliefs, limiting beliefs too, your fears, your excuses. Those are all in our way. And yet we're sitting here thinking, well, gosh, if I just found this quicker solution and I'd be there and then I'd be happy. And then when I'm happy, everything's all taken care of. And it's not the destination. And we've heard this so many times. It's not the destination, it's the journey, right? And we might just discount that. It's just, oh, it's just another saying and a motivational quote and, you know, whatever. You might have that on a wall or in a picture somewhere. But it is the truth about your success. Because until you can get comfortable with the process and the journey and the learning, you're going to stay where you are. Because no matter how many times you fast forward it, you're not really there. Like, think about if you wanted to go and get a degree you're going to go to college, you enroll in college and you say, I want this degree because this is going to answer all my prayers and then give me the job of my dreams and it's going to give me all the knowledge that I want. And I'm going to be so happy when I have this degree because I'm going to be able to prove to other people that look at what I've done. But we can try to get there by cheating the system, right? We can go and cheat on all our tests. We can try to, coerce the teachers to give us a better grade. We could do a bunch of stuff that's not legit. That's against all the rules. But if we were to gain the diploma that way, gain the degree that way, what is it going to mean? It doesn't mean much. It just means that we cheated and stole our way there. I mean, if you want a new car and you go and steal a car, is it really your car? You don't have to work for it. You stole it. And you're always looking over your shoulder like, who's going to know I stole this car? Because it's, you know, it's fraudulent. I did something that was illegal, that was wrong. And so it's the same thing. It might not be illegal or wrong to cheat your way on a diet program or, you know, to try to hack the system and not actually work for your results, but it's almost the same feeling, because at the time that you get there in this fraudulent way that you really don't earn anything. It's not yours. You didn't struggle and suffer and learn anything through it. So what's the big deal? And then who cares if you revert back to your old patterns, which you will, by the way, most of us just go right back immediately. And then we go through and we think, well, what was it all for? You know, and then we actually assume that that result is going to leave us feeling like that. So it's not the result. So let me ask you, if this is where you're stuck right now and you keep thinking, well, yeah, that's kind of sounds familiar. I mean, I want that result, but yet I keep stumbling and I keep falling backwards and I keep going back and forth. And so maybe it is that I'm not enjoying the journey. So I don't even know what that means. You know, how do I enjoy the journey? Well, it doesn't matter what program you find and that follow. It's done in this progressive way of like dropping your calories enough so that you're not starving, but you're able to be in a deficit, working your body so you're creating strength and, you know, better motion in your body and, you know, creating the tight, lean look in your body and losing the fat and being patient and drinking your water and getting your sleep. We all know what it means to get fit and healthy. I don't have to sit here and give you some magic. I mean, I was always looking for this magic program. Like, I'm going to find this magic program. And when I find it, I'm going to know. And it finally dawned on me that these are all the same. You know, they're all based on sweating. They're all based on cutting back on some foods in some way and calories. And they're all based on getting a result, but not really teaching me anything about me and when I struggle. And if I'm in a hurry to get there and I keep looking for the next program because this one's not working in the moment, then maybe it's me. You know, what's the common denominator in all these situations? It's me. And if I'm the one who's coming in and screwing it up, then maybe I have to change how I'm showing up. So I come to the epitome, the most impactful part of today's message is my question for you. What's the rush? You want to get a result, right? Why do you want it yesterday? Why do you want it right now? Why? And I know you might be saying, well, because it'll feel better and I'll be where I've always wanted to be and I'll be happy. And that's all BS. Not really. You won't truly be happy. You won't feel like you've really made an impact. You won't even feel like you deserve it, because you really don't, to be honest, unless you actually sweated for it and worked for it and moved yourself there and took the time it takes to get there. And if you're wondering, well, what does it take to get there? Well, if you want some long-lasting results, give yourself 12 months, no less, not 3 months or 6 months, 12 months minimum. To reshape your body, your life, your metabolism, your health. Give yourself a minimum 1 year, maybe up to 5 years. I usually tell clients that I'm starting to work with, give yourself 12 to 36 months, because it's going to be dependent on you, what the time you're able to put in, the commitment level that you have, and what you want to achieve and how far you are from that goal. You know, so there's all these elements to consider, but 12 to 36 months is a pretty good goal. And that doesn't sound that exciting anymore, right? It's, wait a minute, 12 to 36 months? You mean 1 to 3 years? Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. And in that 1 to 3 years, how much are you going to change when you go through the ups and downs? A lot. Let me just tell you, there's a lot of changes that go on. A lot of crappy stuff that happens and a lot of wonderful things that happen. And you know what's really exciting is that you owned it and you earned it. So when you do get to those results, you get to keep them because they're yours. Because now you know how to manage your body. You don't have to look for another program or another pill or another quick fix. You earned it. You know what to do. And you might get stumbled sometimes and fall off track. And that, you know, that doesn't matter. That's part of the journey. But it's when we're in such a big rush to get there that we have to question ourselves, why am I such a big rush? What am I going to get there? Now, if I don't get it overnight or if I don't get it in 30 days, I'm going to feel like other people are judging me. And that's where we get to the truth, is wanting to feel like we're worthwhile, that we have worth, right? I'm worth these results. I'm lovable. I'm acceptable. I'm successful. That success, whatever you're looking for, has nothing to do with the success of that thing that you're working for. It's how other people look at you or how you believe other people are looking at you. Maybe you don't value yourself, or maybe you don't love yourself. And this is the area that most of us get stuck on. Listen, if you don't love yourself right now, if you can't look in the mirror, look in your eyes and just look at the whole you. I mean, strip down naked. And I know it sounds crazy, but I'm not even kidding you. When you can strip down naked and stare at yourself in the eyes in the mirror and be okay, maybe shed some tears, maybe get some anger out, maybe deal with some crap that you're holding on to. But the minute you can deal with that and keep dealing with that, sky's the limit. You can care less what other people think anymore because you're looking at yourself at the core. And if you see yourself this way, doesn't matter what other people see. You're the only one that matters. You're the only one with the key. And if you keep stumbling because you think you need that goal to feel good, you're lying. You need to feel good to get to that goal. The minute you start to accept yourself, actually love yourself, then you give yourself access to starting to change. Because now you're going to give yourself the respect and the ability to learn and struggle and move through that. Because it's not easy to change. But you know also how hard it is to stay the same, right? You know how hard it is to go back and forth on that ping pong game and just go back and forth and yo-yo diet and whatever it is that you keep getting a little more success and then you keep spiraling all the way back to the starting line. It doesn't matter what program you start. It doesn't matter what system you choose. It matters that you love yourself first and you give yourself permission to take the time necessary to learn how to create the habits and the choices and the mindset of the person who has those results. And that's it. I mean, that right there, mic drop. Seriously, that is the end of all the programs that you can ever look at. Just saved you all the rest of the money that you could spend on another plan and another coach and another trainer. It's truly loving yourself and then trusting in the process and giving yourself time. Time is that asset that you have to give yourself in order to get to the results. You spend all the money you want. It's wasted money. Sad to say. You can learn a couple things, but you know, most of us just aren't willing to learn. We're just willing to rush the plan, rush the system. And a great example is when I did, if you don't know, I did a fitness competition about almost 10 years ago. And during that time, I was under this false impression as well that if I just got to that lean athletic look that the competitors have, I'm going to feel so good about myself. Like there's going to be no stopping me in the confidence level. I can wear anything. I can walk out in a bikini any time of the day, any time of the year, and I'm going to feel like a rock star. And that's when everything just kind of fell and just kind of hit rock bottom and fell out. I remembered hating the system. Talk about hating. I hated the food plan that I was given. I hired a coach. She was awesome. You know, she got me to my results, but it was the fact that I had to eat nearly close to nothing. I couldn't enjoy the holiday season. I couldn't enjoy events with my family because I was on this quote unquote diet. And I had this end goal, this stage date to get up on stage. And it was a 6-month process that I gave myself. So it was pretty quick that, you know, I was aiming for to get up on stage in the bikini, to look all shredded. And so obviously I had to show up for my workouts and I had to get those foods in and I had to take care of exactly what my coach said to do because otherwise I'd look stupid up there. You know, all frumpy and baggy and with like bloat hanging out in a bikini if I didn't do the work. So I set up to do the work and I freaking rocked it. And I dropped my body fat percentage and I shredded my body out. And you know what's the saddest part of this whole story? Because it doesn't sound sad until I get to this part. I remember the night before my competition. I'm standing in my bikini. I'm like looking like a shredded rock star. Now, anybody else that would see me from the outside would be like, you freaking rocked it. I remember my sister going, you did this. Look at you. And I remember looking at her going, yeah, look at me. And I remember looking at myself in the mirror and saying, that's not you. That's not you. You're a fraud. You can't handle that. You can't stay here. You hate this system. You hate what you've been doing. So you know this isn't going to last. You know this is just fake. And you know, this is not the real you. You've learned nothing but to follow a plan that was given to me. I hired a trainer. I paid her a couple hundred dollars every month. And she, in return, she exchanged this program of foods and workouts, and I followed it. Did I get the results? Of course I did. Got the results. She came through. But I didn't learn anything. I didn't have no power. In fact, I felt so powerless. It was the saddest thing ever. I was defeated. I was sad. And a realization hit me. I remember the night before my competition thinking, wow, enjoy it while it lasts, because this is not going to last. And I already could see the future. I could see the changes coming, going right back. And then even lower, because I lost all my mojo. I lost all my motivation. I lost all my joy for eating right and exercising. And I just lost it all. And I didn't care anymore. And the next day I woke up with the goal of possibly continuing on my journey to go into nationals. Because since I had placed in the top three, I was qualified to go on to nationals, which is exciting to a lot of people, you know, go on to nationals. I remember thinking, okay, I'm going to do this. And I got a hold of my coach and I told her I'm going to go on to nationals. She sent me a program. She sent me the next step. And I woke up that next day and I thought, well, I'll wait till Monday, because it was already the weekend. I'll wait till Monday and I'm just going to enjoy myself, because, you know, I've worked so hard. So I started eating. And guys, when I say I started eating, I ate like I had no tomorrow. I ate whatever I wanted, and I did not include anything healthy. There was no salads. I thought of salads and I laughed hysterically. I don't want no stinking salad. I don't want any broccoli or chicken breast or white fish. Are you kidding me? I wanted everything decadent. I wanted everything that I couldn't have for the past 6 months and then some. And so I went and I started to eat, and then I could not stop. It was like this animal thing clicked in my brain. It was like my animal brain clicked on, and truly it did. Because it was trying to help save my life from the past 6 months of the struggle that it had gone through. So I started eating and I could not stop. And when I looked at the program that my coach had sent me of starting to eat the salads again and all this healthy stuff, I just looked at it and I got so anxious, and anxiety hit me, and I thought, there is no way, absolutely no way I'm following this. And I looked at the workouts and I thought, heck no, I'm not going to the gym. Go to the gym? That sounds terrible. And I wanted to hide under my covers and I wanted to keep eating until I couldn't eat anymore. And I did. So for 2 months, I just followed this don't care attitude. And I gained, I think I got on the scale, I had gained over 30 pounds, and it was fat. I know that I had put on so much fat because my body was so undernourished. It had been so deprived for the past 6 months, and it just was gobbling up all the extra fat, storing it because it knew another famine might be coming. So I remember looking in the mirror and just crying. And I says, I went from the after photos back to the before photos and then some. Then I went to some other people's before photos, and I was looking in the mirror and crying, and I hated who I saw. And I thought, this isn't a good feeling. If I hate who I see, and the only way I can lose that fat and that weight is by doing things that I hate and that I can't sustain for the long run, what's it all worth? Why am I doing it? What's it all for? And then I realized I wanted to be valued. I wanted people to respect me. I wanted to have that body that said to others, you're a success. And yet it meant nothing. Me standing on the stage with that body meant nothing. And with that, I chose to find a new way. And I found a new way. And once I found that new way, I never looked back. And that is the way of what I work inside of our Superstar Elite program, how I position the mindset and the focus and the belief inside of ourselves. And in finding that joy that maybe we've never seen or experienced before, we'll start to shine a light on why we're doing what we're doing. But until we start to love who we are and accept who we are and where we are today, we're never going to sustain those long-term challenges. We're never going to be able to put up with the ups and downs. So if you're looking at a result and you want it tomorrow because in some way you believe that you're going to get more love or acceptance or self-worth or feel valuable, I'm here to tell you, you got to find that now. You got to strip down, you got to look in the mirror and you got to find that now, that love, the respect, and you got to own who you are and where you're at today, because you're only where you are today because of the things that you've gone through. And let me tell you something, that's no small feat. You've survived and you've gotten to this point. And you're a warrior and a champion. And if you want to change things, then you change things. But you're a survivor. And you can. All you have to do is make a different choice. All you have to do is create new habits. All you got to do is start loving who you are and wanting more for yourself. And at the end of the day, that's success. I don't care about what the number on the scale says anymore. I want to look at myself in the mirror and love myself because I have integrity. And when I say I show up for something, I show up for something. And I want you to be that same version, because you can have anything you want and more. But you don't have to look anywhere further than inside the mirror. Where you're at, what you have available, and then what you're willing to do every single day. That's it. I hope today's lesson gave you something to think about, some value, some inspiration to fight, to believe in you, maybe for the first time ever. And with that, you have it. You have everything you want. Know that it's coming. If you just do the simple steps and you keep believing and you keep loving, it's coming. You're on your way. I believe in you. Thank you so much for your attention today. I will see you in the next message.